like John Kerry, John Edwards is a member of the baby boom generation, but within that generation, the two men fall on different sides of a very important dividing line, and that's a big relief for Slate's Timothy Noah.
John Kerry's selection of John Edwards as his running mate marks an important threshold in American history. Edwards is the first national ticket candidate to be too young to have to explain whether he joined up or evaded the draft during the Vietnam War. Edwards was born on June 10, 1953. That put him in the Vietnam draft lottery of February 2, 1972, when Edwards was a sophomore at North Carolina State University. Nobody in the 72 lottery was ever called up. The war was winding down, and draft resistance had become an enormous headache for the Pentagon. In 1973, it ended the draft completely and instituted the all-volunteer army. During this year's primaries, Kerry cracked, "When I came home from Vietnam in 1969, I don't know if John Edwards was out of diapers. But take it from me, 5 years Edwards is junior and 15 years old when the draft ended. Diapers were a very intelligent place to be. Missing Woodstock was a small price not to risk the government sending you off to fight a senseless war, or to know that if you managed to wiggle out of it, someone less privileged would take your place." The Edwards selection doesn't mark the end of political warfare over Vietnam service, but it does provide an enticing preview of what awaits us in a decade or so when no man running for president will have to explain why he did or didn't serve. We've lived with this moral crucible since 1988, when Dan Quayle famously said that he joined the National Guard so he could get to law school as soon as possible. He thereby established the usual stance struck by subsequent presidential and vice presidential candidates: pretend no moral crucible exists. The character issues raised in the ongoing "What did you do in the war?" debate have been important. But they've also been trying because they've forced us to relive over and over again a traumatic and divisive time in our recent history. With Edwards' elevation to the national ticket, we get a brief taste of what life will be like when we don't have to refight the Vietnam War anymore. It tastes wonderful.
Opinion from Timothy Noah, who writes the Chatterbox column for Slate.